A's and Mariners at Safeco. There's Robinson Cano. He's already homered twice against Oakland this year, adding to that total in the bottom of the first.
0-1. Right field and deep. Carry, baby. Carry. Gone. Robbie Cano. Back-to-back days with a two-run jack. And an early 2-0 lead for the Mariners.
Here's the pitch. He swings, lines it the opposite way, hops in front of Davis in left field. Segura hits the bag at 30. He's getting waved home. Segura scores standing. Robinson Cano drives in another run. Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled to left field. This is crushed. It is back. It is gone. Off the facade. The left center field upper deck. Mitch Haniger. His fourth hit of the ball game. His 10th home run of the season. The next offering, swinging, he clutches into right field, drops in for a base hit. Segura trots down the line and scores standing. Robinson Cano is having himself a day. He drives in.
The Mariners sweep the A's 10-2 your final on Sunday. Huge game for Robinson Cano. Four hits, he drove in four. Andrew Albers, impressive performance on the mound. He improves to 3-1 on the year, turning in six quality innings, allowing just one run off one hit with five Ks. Here's Mariners skipper Scott Servais after the win.
Awesome job. Went right after him, attacked him, exactly what we needed, you know, after, you know, going through a bunch of different guys to get through last night's game. So can't really do a whole lot better. You know, didn't give up a hit till the home run there by Olsen, and it was exactly what we needed. Very aggressive. He's been a great addition. You know, he's Canadian. He's got a little edge to him. It's left-handed. He's really into the game. He's been a great addition in our clubhouse, but, you know, he's done it when he stepped on the mound, and it's been really, really big for us. But really nice day offensively. You know, we haven't had one of those days in quite some time where, you know, obviously great to see Cano get going again. He's going to be huge for us, you know, as we move through September. And then Haniger as well. Haniger's really swung the bat well after a couple, you know, rough days on the last road trip. He's got it going again, which is great to see. And, you know, Segura, you know, as well. So a lot of hits, a lot of offense, a lot of pressure on them today. And that's what it's going to take. Obviously, we got a lot of big games ahead of us. We'll continue one day at a time. I know it's cliche, but that's where we're going with, and that's where we're sticking with. And, you know, I thought, you know, Vincent again today, you know, as crazy as it is, you look up, it's 5-2, there's a couple guys on, but Nick has been outstanding, you know, all year long. It was nice to give Diaz a day off as well. So, and we did it. We have accomplished the unbelievable feat of using 40 pitchers in a season. I think Simmons was our 40th today. So, you know, a lot of different ways to get here, but, you know, I think we're game over 500, and obviously, you know, a couple of big series coming up.
Scott, how big is that, though, with Robbie when he's in the middle of your order? It just seems like you guys go when Robbie's going.
Well, that's how we're built. You know, I think most teams are built when you're 3, 4, and 5 and your lineup hit and are really productive and tough outs. You know, you're really good. You're tough to beat. And certainly I'll put our 3, 4, 5 up against anybody when they're going good, seeing the ball good, having good at-bats. So it's nice to see. You know, I think last night when Robbie hit the ball in the ballpark, just kind of relaxed him. And he showed up today and he was seeing pitches. He was tracking the ball better. He was staying behind the ball and, you know, got a special swing. But he still got to get good pitches to hit, and that's what he did today.
Do you guys have feel like you guys have a run in you?
It's a, you know, I certainly hope so. We have been kind of up and down and all over the map as this year has played out. But we're a very resilient club. The guys kind of know where we're at, I think, at this point in the season, what it's going to take. And not everybody, nobody's feeling 100%, you know, physically or even mentally. We've gone through a lot this season. But, you know, the team that's going to be standing at the end is a team that wants it the worst. And I think our guys do want to be that club. But we got a lot of baseball yet ahead of us here over the next month.
You mentioned Cano, but with Segura and Haniger starting to heat up, is it pretty encouraging to have those guys start to heat up with the plate in September?
Very much so. It's never one guy that carries you, and it's going to be a combination. We do have a very deep lineup. We've seen what Zunino's been able to do here recently as well, and added to that, and we know what Cruz has got in him. So, it top to bottom. I think Alonso swung the bat very well recently. So, that's what it's going to take. You know, we do need to score runs and do it consistently. You know, we're facing some tough pitching coming up, and we're looking forward to it.
Both teams back in action Monday. The A's host the Angels, while the Mariners welcome the Astros to Seattle.